the expert that's brave enough to say the word deciduous. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower. Rosie on the house.
Speaking of deciduous trees, yes, it is a good time to prune all of them, including the your peach trees. Good time to cut them back now. You don't want to wait until spring because they're one of the first trees to bloom.
And once early March,
yeah, once they bloomed, you know, you have to cut off all that bloom, and it'd be better to just cut them back now because they bloom on current year's growth, our peach trees. So on whatever branches they're producing in the spring, all the blooms will be on them. You know, so you want to be able to trim.
And obviously the blooms are your fruit.
Well, yeah, and if you haven't trimmed the tree back, and they're going to be way out, way up high, above harvest height. So you want to be cutting the back nice and heavily now.
We call that bird food.
That's right. It's just out of reach, and it's that's where you get all the heavy end weight that causes the branch breakage. So cut it back now, you know, down to kind of a hat rack of main stems, and then the new growth will emerge, and it'll hopefully be at a height that you can get to with a ladder and easier to thin out. Sometimes we thin out. We don't wait. We usually wait until the fruit is about pea-sized to start thinning it. And you can thin out maybe a third early in the season. And then as a tree matures, you can even thin it. When you start to see branches starting to get a little bit heavy, you can start to see them bending under the weight of the fruit. Then you go back in and thin a few more out. And if you do that maybe twice, you know, two thinnings over the course of the year, by the time the fruit's ready to harvest, it's evenly distributed because you've kind of thinned it out, you know, where you wanted it. And then that you give room for all the fruit to have, have a space to develop and get larger.
We have a number of peach and a number of Anna apples that are starting to produce very well. And our horses love that time of year because that's how we thin. We'll take a bucket, mm-hmm. we'll pick them off, and then we'll go dump them in the horse troughs.
And with apples, too, it's a little different. You know, the apples can be bearing fruit on second year growth. So you want to be careful that you're not cutting back too heavily on your apples because sometimes, and they're usually growing on horizontal branches. And you need to kind of know which is your fruit bearing wood on all of your deciduous trees. You need to do some research because from pears to peaches to plums to apples, there's little differences on where they're producing the fruit. Is it on the current year's growth, second year growth, third year growth? So you need to know that about your individual species. Do a little bit of research, and then you'll know how much to prune them back.
We got just a short 2 minutes here left, so Peggy, hang on. We'll answer your question during top of the hour off air, but we've got to get a little content on citrus and then also the pruning class coming up.
Yeah, I also wanted to mention, we're looking for a photograph, a good photo, quality photograph of a silk floss tree. Mm. The AMWA, the Arizona Municipal
Water Use It Wisely Association,
is looking for a good photograph to feature in their brochure. And I'm looking for a silk floss tree. So if you know of a nice silk floss tree around town that's, you know, medium height, probably under 20 feet of height or so, please give us a shout. I'd like to know where it is and if we could feature that.
Does this include royalties or just bragging rights?
Just bragging rights. It's a tough tree to find around. I saw one this morning, but it's a kind of a scraggly looking thing. And so it reminded me to just put it out to our listeners because I'm sure there's some beautiful ones around town. Also, regarding all the content of the broadcast today, a good summary of all the tree tips and some really great information on protecting your trees from frost damage through a U of A publication, you can go to our website, itreeservice.com, just the letter I, treeservice.com, and on the landing page, you'll see a little link there to go to our December newsletter. We have a Talking Trees newsletter. You can sign up for our monthly newsletter. But you can get our December newsletter by just clicking on that homepage of our website, and it will give you a summary of everything we've talked about today, in addition to a really great link to a U of A publication on protecting your trees from frost damage.
And your pruning class? Does it pertain to
Botanical Gardens? Class is coming up in January, January 26th. We'll be able to talk about it again in January, but if you want to get on that list, it fills up pretty quick. January 26th, go to the dbg.org website.
For the pruning class, if you need a consultant or a certified arborist, it's itreeservice.com to get a hold of John Eisenhower and his team at Integrity Tree Service.
Merry Christmas to all.